I just watched Jason Fried's TED Talk, Why Work Doesn't Happen at Work. Jason Fried is the co-founder of Basecamp, formerly 37 Signals, a Chicago-based company. He's the co-author with David Heinemeier Hansen of the book Rework, about new ways to conceptualize working and creating. Salon's Scott Rosenberg called it a minimalist manifesto that's profoundly practical. In a world where we all keep getting asked to do more with less, the authors show us how to do less and create more. Jason Fried describes a typical office filled with tables, chairs, computer equipment, software, even a fridge. We're expected to come to the office every day, but when people are asked where they do their best work, they mention another place or location or a room, even a moving object or a time. The porch, the deck, the kitchen, an extra room, the basement, or the coffee shop, a train, plane, or car. So can you really get more done commuting than you do working in the office? According to Jason Fried, sometimes people say they get their best work done in the office, but it's early in the morning or late at night. He believes that people go to the office and trade in a work day for some work moments. The front door of the office is like a Cuisinart, he says, that shreds your day into bits. Knowledge workers need long stretches of time to get things done. If you have a proposal to write or a client to research, where's the best place to do that kind of work? Now, I know, you're in sales, so you may have a manager that doesn't want you in the office. In fact, what are you doing in the office is something sales managers say to salespeople because they think they aren't working. He's not a big fan of long meetings either. Meetings aren't work, he says. Meetings are where you talk about the things you're supposed to be doing later. If there are 10 people in a one-hour meeting, it's not a one-hour meeting, it's a 10-hour meeting. So what can managers do to make the office a place where people go when they really want to get something done? One suggestion is to have no-talk Thursdays, or at least no-talk Thursday afternoons, where people work on an important project instead of collaborate. Giving someone 4 hours of uninterrupted time will improve productivity. You'll find that a tremendous amount of work gets done when no one's bothering you, he says. When I was a young sales rep, I used to hit the library for about 3 hours at a time, once or twice a week, just to do some research, write copy, not have people bugging me. I wrote a huge part of The Accidental Salesperson while I was alone in hotel rooms on a 33-day seminar tour. It's amazing how much work you can get done when you're not being interrupted by clients, coworkers, and managers. What is your most important project this week? And where's the best place to get some quality work done on that project? Chris Lytle, back in the office, and I was interrupted 5 times while writing and recording this. But I'm glad I'm out of the hospital. Talk soon.